I'm your host, Amy Cabo, joined by Boris.
That's me. Okay, in the video.
And everything, just like always.
And then later, we'll let you know who that is.
Okay. Our show is available live on the radio through our app called The Cure, or on our website, godisthecure.com. Mm-hmm. We are broadcasting live from Miami and also on Facebook. Search for God is the Cure and please click on Send Message button where you can ask us a question or send a message. We would love to hear from you. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God and each other. We do provide testimonials to let people know that they are not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor. We also have professionals in the medical field and inspirational speakers that are willing to help and give valuable information, because education is key, transparency is needed, and I believe we can help each other. For me, my healing came from God, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be very challenging, but always know that we're not alone. Today, we will be talking about the effects of Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is a very painful, quite prominent, debilitating chronic disease. There are approximately 33,000 new cases each year, with more than 1.6 million Americans affected. And at the present, there seems to be no cure. So our special guest today is Dr. Miguel Rodriguez. A prominent gastroenterologist in Miami, Dr. Rodriguez is the owner of Miami Gastroenterologist Consultants, has more than 26 years of experience treating a variety of problems of the digestive tract, such as stomach conditions, ulcers, reflux, constipation, liver, NASH, and cirrhosis, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. That's a lot of diseases. You're taking
care right. of
doctor.
And there are more.
Wow, I didn't know all that existed. But doctor, thank you so much for being on the show. We're now live.
We are very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Rodriguez, I wanted to get an idea and maybe give the listeners what is Crohn's disease for someone that doesn't have it. They have no clue what these people go through and how they suffer, and why the vital information that you have to provide today is so needed. So if you can just let us know a little bit about Crohn's and what their symptoms are.
Absolutely. Well, Crohn's disease is a autoimmune disease. What does that mean? In plain words, will be some parts of your body become unrecognized for your own body. Or in simple words, your body decides it doesn't like or doesn't recognize that as its own. When that happens in Crohn's disease, it's usually your small intestine and your large intestine. But Crohn's disease can affect other parts of the body as well. It's a disease that sometimes creeps on the individual without any previous knowledge. They don't get exposed to any bacteria or a virus or anything or any condition that will make them get this disease. It's just something that their body decides to attack that part of its own and produce inflammation that leads to all other sorts of consequences, and such as diarrhea, bleeding, joint pains, dryness of the eyes, back pains. And Crohn's disease in particular can literally affect every part of our bodies, from our eyes all the way down to bones and joints. Because as I said before, it is an autoimmune disease.
It's a systemic autoimmune disease.
It's an autoimmune disease that starts in the digestive tract.
But it can spread throughout. Is that what I'm understanding?
But it can be pressed, can affect other organs. You can have Crohn's disease from your mouth all the way to your rectum. So the whole GI tract gets affected.
Is there a genetic component to this?
Yes, there is a genetic component. And most of the studies that have been done trying to identify a potential cure have also shown that relatives of individuals with proven Crohn's disease share certain genetic characteristics. And yes, there will be a component, and it will be, and it's not uncommon to have a father with Crohn's or a mother with Crohn's and one of their children to have Crohn's at the same time. I've seen that through my practice and in the office, relatively frequent, that the son gets diagnosed, but then father has been diagnosed 20 or 30 years before.
And how is this diagnosed if you suspect?
First, you said the right word. You have to suspect it. Many patients with Crohn's disease complain that it takes months, if not years, to come up to a diagnosis. Essentially, you have to go through the symptoms and a careful history. Most of the symptoms will be pain, belly pain, abdominal pain. It will be diarrhea. It will be bleeding. And many times are taken into consideration as a potential exposure to a virus or a food poisoning and things of that nature. And only when the symptoms linger for weeks and months is when people start thinking that this could be a potential form of Crohn's disease or inflammatory bowel disease.
So the precursor, the symptoms to look for basically is having diarrhea. And when we're talking about going to the bathroom in that sense, how many times a day, that gives you reason to suspect?
You could be going to the bathroom from 3 to 15, 20 times a day.
And blood is definitely indicative.
And if blood is present, you have to have a high index of suspicion that something like that will be going on too.
I see. And what's the treatment that's available now?
Well, the treatment has evolved through the years. If you were to ask me the same question when I was a medical student, there was only one treatment: steroids. And people will take steroids for life.
That's dangerous.
Which has his other, his own collection of problems. But the treatment through the years has evolved. There are medications that promote or decrease the amount of inflammation associated with Crohn's disease. There are medications that go to the immune system, trying to block the cascade of effects that when Crohn's disease develop. So if you are able to block that cascade or that sequence of events, then you can decrease the inflammation and make the patient better and actually manage the disease. And I use the word manage because I don't want to be people to be confused, because there is really no cure at this time for Crohn's disease. Through the years, it can be effectively managed with medication. And one of the blessings of getting older for some people, that especially if you have Crohn's, is the disease becomes less aggressive as you get older.
And I understand that this is a chronic disease. How often are the flares? Is this an everyday thing or every few months? Or
at the beginning, it could be an everyday thing. As the disease becomes more manageable or the disease is diagnosed and you do treatment, the flares can be effectively managed and spread them out or minimize the intensity of the flare, which is pretty much what is the mainstay of treatment. How do we minimize flares and how do we keep symptoms under control while at the same time trying to prevent the disease from producing damage to the target organs, such as the small intestines or the large intestine, etc.
Wow, this must be a very, very difficult condition that it's something that they have to deal with every day. And I mean, to our listeners, if anyone is affected by the disease, can you please check the website for Crohn's and the Colitis Foundation? For information to Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org, you can also call them at 1-888-my-gut-pain. Obviously, it's something that it would be very difficult to live with, so we're always depending on new medications and new treatments. Are there any new treatments that have been emerging through clinical research studies?
Absolutely. And this is one of the areas in gastroenterology with active research takes place every day. Through the years and through my professional career, I have experienced the benefit of that research by being able to treat the patients with initial steroids and some other preparations to medications that actually go and modify the course of the disease, whether they are intravenous infusions or they are pills or tablets, and the trend today is to all these infusions and injections that are associated with Crohn's disease, and the patients can certainly relate to it, to become a pill that can make the disease more manageable. The ultimate goal is to manage the disease at the beginning of the process rather than allow it to develop all the complications that may occur. And as I always tell the patients, this is a disease that will have no cure. Your life will change. You need to adjust your life to this disease and make sure you take your treatment.
And how often is surgery needed?
And in which cases?
I had a professor that says, once you start cutting, you never stop cutting.
Yeah, so it's better to postpone.
So it's better to avoid surgery at all costs.
And but you start treatment, as you said, as soon as possible.
Yeah, you want to start your treatment as soon as possible, because the quicker you get the disease under control, the less likely you're going to have the complications associated with this.
Now, when it comes to treatment, could they possibly grow a resistance to the medication where the body adapts, and they have to depend on different medications or new treatments?
That is absolutely true. The body could potentially develop resistance or just another allergic reaction, so to speak. And I don't want to take into an allergic reaction specifically, but the body will be able to develop resistance that makes the medication not be as effective as it was at the beginning. And that's why we have nowadays a whole series of medications that can be exchanged if you don't see a good response on the patient.
That's why medicine, it's constantly emerging. And one of the ways that they do this is through clinical research studies, so that they can find the medication that today would most benefit the patient. So if someone were to, let's say, participate in a research study, what would be the eligibility requirements?
Well, the research studies are available at different levels, from universities to practices like mine, where we have the protocols of research available for patients who may not be responding to the standard of care. And of course, this is all done under FDA regulation. This is not that we woke up the wrong side of the bed that day. And it's very scientifically done. So essentially, these new medications are treating the disease at different levels, therefore making it the disease more efficiently treated, and at the same time with less side effects. The protocols are available through physician offices as well as universities, and it's a matter of doing a little bit of researching online to identify those places.
Right, it's almost as if it's medicine tailor-made for the person that's going to work better at their level.
Well, this is the trend of medicine for the 21st century, to develop personalized medicine, not just take two aspirins and call me in the morning, but actually come up with a medication that is for John Smith and for that person only.
And actually, we are one of these centers, IMIC Research.
So there's hope in research.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, you know, just never give up hope. I did not even know that this condition existed and that people suffer in such a way. And I'm just grateful that there is intelligent doctors like Dr. Rodriguez and people who care, so that we can try to help each other in the best way possible. Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You were extremely informative.
Thank you.
For more information on Dr. Miguel Rodriguez, please go to miamigastro.org, or if you're interested to learn more about research studies, please go to imicinc.com. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening.